Lila's Adoption by Anthea McBride. Chapter 1: Looking for a Baby. The nursery door had stayed closed for almost a decade. It was Gwen who kept it dusted, kept the faded wallpaper from curling, and turned the mobile every now and then so it wouldn't seize with time. A white crib stood waiting, its soft pink sheets untouched, the stuffed lamb inside never held. A rocking chair with a hand-stitched quilt still creaked when she pressed it gently. The dresser drawers were full of hope, of pain, of onesies folded too neatly to be worn. Their friends had children who were grown now, in some cases. There had been weddings and others' grandchildren. There were the photos mailed at Christmas, showing smiling toddlers in matching pajamas, or awkward teens in braces with holiday sweaters. Gwen dutifully stuck them on the fridge. Her husband, Martin, glanced at them and politely said, "They're getting tall." They would smile, then say nothing. For years they had told themselves that they were at peace, and in some ways they were. Their life was quiet and filled with ritual: tea in the garden, crossword puzzles, evening walks, Martin's daytime job that was fulfilling to some degree, if not absorbing. But some part of Gwen still held the ache of the unrocked child, the quiet cries never heard, the baby powder never used, and the memories that were never created. Then one night, after a conversation over dinner about a neighbor's new grandson, Gwen sat up in bed with her tablet and quietly typed a search that made her hesitate: adults who live like babies full-time. The results made her blink. She'd heard of adult babies briefly on one of her TV shows, but knew very little other than the obviously staged nonsense she had seen. But she discovered forums, blogs, videos, and quite a number of support communities, some in other languages. She found stories from people who had given up adult control, not for play, but for peace. People who lived in cribs, drank from bottles, wore diapers, and not because they were pretending, but because it helped. Gwen read for hours. Her heart beat faster, but not from scandal. From curiosity. From hope. The next morning over breakfast, she looked at Martin and said softly, "Did you know some adults live as babies? Not for fun. For real?" He set his cup down, watching her. "Like regression? I've heard of that somewhere." She nodded. "Total dependence. Some never talk like adults. Some are untrained. Fully untrained, and they live as infants." Martin's brow furrowed, not in judgment but in wonder. "And someone takes care of them?" "Uh-huh. Someone loves them," Gwen answered. "And feeds them, bathes them, changes them. Like they always needed." There was a pause. She saw something flicker behind his eyes. They were thinking along similar lines. "Would you want that?" he asked seriously. Gwen's answer took no time. "Yes. I think I would. Well, at the moment, I do. I need to know more about it, of course, but, or yes, I think. It sounds a bit too impossible to be real." They started slowly by reading, watching, and contacting others. Most adult babies they found lived part-time at best. Weekends perhaps, and often in the evenings when employment was not a problem. Some wanted to keep their adult lives intact: careers, independence, and the option to stop whenever they liked. Clearly, there was a spectrum of adult babies, from the occasionally to the often. But a few, a very rare few, had truly let go. They wore diapers not as a kink, but as comfort. They no longer used adult speech. They didn't want independence.